Love, laughter, and breathtaking history highlight the 2018 season of the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. As the actors arrive in town to begin rehearsals, Laura Kennedy has this preview of the major cultural event of the summer.
This season, the Illinois Shakespeare Festival deftly combines the thrill of both a battle and a heart won, familiar faces revisiting cherished roles, and a chance to imagine what if about the man himself, William Shakespeare. The 2018 season kicks off July 5th with The Merry Wives of Windsor, Henry V, and for the first time at the festival, Shakespeare in Love. The trio of plays are just a part of what the festival has to offer. That's according to John Stark, who's been a production designer with the festival for years, and this season makes his debut as artistic director. Stark says the festival staff is going into this season on a high note, thanks to the Chicago Tribune dubbing the Illinois Shakespeare Festival as one of the 20 must-see cultural attractions in the state of Illinois.
I subscribed to the paper, I opened it up, and there we were, number one. I thought, that's where we need to be, number one.
Did you not see that coming? Didn't they warn you or anything?
They actually did warn us a little bit. We had an idea that it was coming, but I did open it up. It's still fun to see, to actually see the article right there in front of you in the travel section of the Trib.
So now you've got this. Everybody in the state of Illinois has read this, and probably elsewhere, and you're heading into your first season as artistic director at the Shakespeare Festival. Any nerves?
Any nerves? Of course. It's like you. It's sort of like the Field of Dreams. You know, if you plan it, will they come? But we know we have faithful fans of the Shakespeare Festival for all those artistic directors that preceded me, and I know that they will. I know that we have such great patrons in this community and around the region that we know that they'll come, and tickets are selling, so that's a good sign. So
already now, is that unusual that they should be selling this soon?
We have season tickets out there. And it's been something has been there, but we've picked up the pace. It's doing well, and season tickets are still available, and they're still a bargain. You essentially can get three shows for the price of two by going to season tickets route. And so our season ticket sales are up, and so we feel good about that.
So let's talk about those three shows. You're doing The Merry Wives of Windsor, which is a great... could we call it a romantic comedy? Because there is a little bit of romance, not terribly romantic, but there's attempts at romance in it with Falstaff.
That's the whole gist of it, is Falstaff in his attempt to romance the merry wives of Windsor. Our Windsor is going to be the Windsor Economy Suites of Normal, Illinois.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. Our merry wives are going to, it's going to take place in Normal, Illinois in 1978, shortly after the famous Grateful Dead concert that was held here in Normal on the ISU campus. And so we're setting it there to have a lot of fun with it and have fun with the era, the time period. And that happens to be the year that the Illinois Shakespeare Festival started, 1978. So we thought that was a good year to pick.
So who's directing?
Deanna Gent, who is from St. Louis, is directing. She's the artistic director of Mustard Seed Theater in St. Louis.
Yes.
And she's on the faculty at Fontbonne University and an Illinois Wesleyan grad, by the way.
So she knows the area.
She does. She lived here for several years while going to school, and she's visited. Her son also attended Wesleyan, so she knows the area.
Who's your Falstaff?
Our Falstaff is a returning Falstaff. He was our Falstaff in the 90s for Henry Four Parts One and Two. Steve Young, who was a student of ours at that time. Steve has been around the world, because he also took up residence in England for a while, but he's now in the Dallas area, and he's returning to be our Falstaff, and so he's continuing that role into this show.
Since you have Falstaff as the main character of The Merry Wives of Windsor, can we see the show drinking some Shakespeare?
We're going to be selling Shakespeare.
Get out of here!
From a local brewery that is as our supplier of Shakespeare.
Who's your brewer?
White Oak Brewery is supplies our beer for the summer. They started with us last summer. We are anticipating another summer of Shakespeare.
Well, you'll also be doing Henry V, which is just about one of the most quotable of all of Shakespeare's plays.
Yeah, once know? More unto the breach.
Yes, so, we few, we happy few.
Few. All of those. I like the histories, and it's one of my favorites. It's an inspiring play, and it's very noble, heroic, and really, it's the end of the tetralogy of the Richard II and the Henry IVs, Part 1 and 2, and into Henry V, and we see where we end up with King Henry.
Who is playing your King Henry?
King Henry is a returning actor. He was with us last season, Jordan Cofftrey.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and he also was in Failure, A Love Story several years ago, several years ago. And he has finished his MFA at the University of Illinois, and he was with us last season. So this is his third year with ISF, and we're proud to have Jordan back.
Well, in addition to The Merry Wives and Henry V, you're doing Shakespeare in Love. Now, why did you choose to do this show? It's your first season.
Well, Shakespeare in Love, it's one, it's being done around the country. It came around several seasons ago. It started in England, appropriately so, I think. Been the last two seasons, it's been done at Stratford, Ontario. Last season, I saw it in Cincinnati, in Utah Shakespeare, at Chicago Shakespeare. So it's a very popular piece right now.
And people can relate to it because they've probably seen the film with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right. The 1999 film Academy Award winner is known. And the play is very, very close to it. The plot is very similar with a few changes because of the stage play version. And I think it's just great fun. It's connected to Shakespeare. And we've done that several seasons where we've been doing plays that are connected to Shakespeare. Last year we did the I Heart Juliet,
yes,
which was the Cue Brothers' take on Romeo and Juliet, which is definitely not your everyday Romeo and Juliet.
Because it's hip-hop.
It's hip-hop, right. We're doing things that are connected to Shakespeare, and it's just great fun. It is definitely a rom-com. It's definitely a romantic comedy, Shakespeare Love. And there are bits of Shakespeare in it, and it's fun to think about where did Will's inspiration come from? And here's this character that they created, a Viola, and it all makes sense, and yet it's fictionalized. But it's great fun, and there's a bit with a dog. So.
Yeah, you had to have dog auditions just this past weekend. How'd that go?
It went well. We feel that we've made our selection. We've hired our probably what will be our most popular actor of the season, Dog Tour.
Dog Tour is his name?
Yes, his name is his name, Dog Tour. And he comes from Morton, Illinois. He's a perfect scruffy Shakespeare Love dog.
And all you have to do is pay him in kibble.
That's right. It's true. We have dog treats all over the place. Yeah. And we're really looking forward to having him as part of our company.
Well, having a dog tour for the first time is something new. But going back to your past, you're bringing back Mooney the Magnificent.
Yes, Mooney is going to be with us. That's Phil Johnson, who acted, I can't even think of the seasons, maybe 12 seasons or 13 seasons with the festival. I worked with him many years over the past years when I was designing for the festival. And Phil he created Mooney here at Illinois Shakespeare Festival. He started working on him back in the 80s, but really formalized it in the early 90s. And he is now Phil's main source of performance. Phil performs all year long at the Bristol Renaissance Fair as Mooney, and also other Renaissance fairs, not just that one, but that one around the country. Mooney is our silent clown, but if you come to the performance on June 30th, there's going to be two shows that day, an afternoon aimed at children and kiddies, but the evening you may have a special surprise about Mooney and the silent clown. The evening show will be a show that Phil is developing as Mooney, and this is going to be the premier performance of it. And
it's a great title, to flop or not to flop.
It is. And so we're really looking forward to that we can support someone who's been at the core of our Shakespeare family for decades now, and that we can help him by giving him a venue, but he helps us by appearing in town. And he has lots of fans. And if you've not seen Mooney, or if your children certainly haven't, because he hasn't been here for a few years, you'll have great fun.
You're also bringing back the Improvised Shakespeare Company.
Well, they've been with us several seasons. They'll be with us for three performances this summer, and this whole schedule can be found on our website, illinoisshakes.com. You can look at all the events, but they are a fantastic group. They make up a brand new show right in front of your eyes, and they do it all in Shakespearean iambic pentameter, or mostly iambic pentameter.
You're also continuing the Illinois Shakespeare Festival Theater for Young Audiences, so you're basically bringing up the next generation of Shakespeare fans, and you've got a play called Double Double by Nancy Steele Brokaw.
Yeah,
from here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, she's right here. She's our local playwright. She has penned a play that is going to be featuring putting William Shakespeare and Abraham Lincoln in the same play.
Wow!
And because Lincoln was a big fan of Shakespeare.
Oh, cool.
And he kept a complete works next to him a lot, and he had favorite plays, including that Scottish play.
Which, it's so sweet you won't say it, and I won't say it either.
Okay. So that was one of his favorites. But Nancy has worked in several parts, not only of that play, not only the Scottish play, but other bits of other Shakespeare into this story of about a fictionalized meeting of the two of them and how Shakespeare's language and thoughts helped Lincoln formulate his presidency and some of the big choices he faced as president.
So the kids get a great dose of art and history.
That's the idea, is that they have a little bit of Lincoln in terms of our bicentennial year
That's
here in,
right.
in Illinois. And we thought it was a great mirroring. We're going to have other Lincoln events, too, in terms of some lecture series on Saturdays. And so there's a lot going on in that realm across the state. We're doing our part at Illinois Shakespeare Festival.
That's John Stark, Artistic Director of the Illinois Shakespeare Festival, which is currently in rehearsals for the 2018 season, beginning July 5th. I'm Laura Kennedy.
The Illinois Shakespeare Festival also offers a summer, or rather midsummer, day camps, which encourage 1st through 12th graders to learn communication skills, problem-solving techniques, collaboration, and creative expression.